The New Grad Physio podcast is hosted by Andy Barker, consultant MSK and sports physiotherapist, private practice owner and the founder of the New Grad Physio. Having experienced his own rapid rise from student to dream job just 15 months after graduating, Andy knows exactly what it takes to accelerate your skills and fly up the promotion ladder faster than you ever thought possible. Having previously worked in his dream role at the Leeds Rhinos as the head of physio and rehab, Andy now consults with a number of individual elite athletes and within professional rugby, football and dance whilst running his own group of private practice clinics. He started the New Grad Physio to help student and new grad therapists just like you overcome the specific challenges you face at the start of your therapy career, helping you to dodge the common pitfalls that can cause confusion and overwhelm with your clinical practice and stop you getting the patient results and the jobs or promotions you deserve. This podcast will deliver you actionable advice, will help you make sense of your patient assessments, reason your treatments, and patient rehab to get results well beyond your level of experience. You will also discover what you need to do to open doors, to create opportunities for yourself, so you can enjoy the best possible start to life as a new grad physio. So, let's get started.
Hey, it's Andy Bark here, and welcome to the New Grad Physio podcast. Big welcome if you're joining for the first time. I was just actually looking at the stats just before I sort of jumped on to record this sort of episode, and the numbers just keep increasing week on week. So first of all, just say a big thanks to everyone that tunes in and joins me on the podcast. It's great. I hope you're getting great value from the sort of content I put out there. As I'm sure you're aware, I do loads of sort of teaching and mentoring with a small group of therapists within my New Grad Physio membership, but I always try and put as much content as I can out there in the public domain, you know, for free, because I understand that, I guess, the membership's not always for everyone. It might be the wrong time, there might be different reasons why, I guess, you don't want to jump on board at this particular time point. So I always, you know, make a real big effort to try and put as much content as I can out there for free, and the podcast is a, I guess, it's a great way to do that. I listen to a lot of podcasts because I often put them on in the car, or if I'm out, you know, going for a run or in the gym or something like that. So I know they're quite an easy way for you guys to consume content. And I guess the feedback I get is always really, really good regarding the podcast. So again, if there is something you've enjoyed on the podcast, let me know. Send me an email, send me a, you know, DM on any of my socials. If there's topics that you want me to cover that maybe I've not covered, or something that you want to go me to go over in a bit more detail, then, you know, I'm always open to suggestions on the sort of podcast. So please let me know. Just send me a message, send me an email, let me know what you would like to hear in future episodes, and I'll add it to my list, and I'll be sure to include that. But to today's episode, the topic I want to cover is blood flow restriction training. So you maybe heard of it, maybe you've not heard of it, maybe you've used it, maybe you've got no idea what it is. It doesn't really matter. So I'm going to give you a bit of an overview of what blood flow restriction or BFR training is. And I guess the reason I've chosen this as a topic is probably twofold. Firstly, probably over the last, you know, month, 6 weeks, I've had, I think, three different questions around blood flow restriction training. So I'm not too sure where these have come from. One was within someone within the membership. Two were just external people that just got in contact, both actually via social media, just asking about blood flow restriction training. I don't think I've ever, I was trying to look back through the content and notes and things that I've put out there, and I don't think I've ever posted around blood flow restriction training before. So, you know, I've not put posts out there on socials and things like that. So I'm not too sure where the questions have come from, whether people have seen more content out there, maybe on social media, regarding people using, physios using blood flow restriction training, hence the questions. But I'm not too sure. But I think a great place to start is, you know, learning about what blood flow restriction training is and how we can use it in rehab. So again, regardless of whether you used it before, whether you've seen it before, whether you've heard about it before or not, I'm gonna give you a bit of an overview and then, you know, talk about it in a little bit more detail. So what is it? So what blood flow restriction training is, or blood flow restriction is what it sounds like. So you use pressurized cuffs to restrict blood flow to a muscle or a group of muscles. So whilst there has been an ever-growing sort of evidence base around the area, there's been, you know, over the maybe the last 5 to 10 years, there's been periods where there's been, you know, a lot out there, again, on, you know, in the public domain and social media and you know, increased use of BFR training. It's not a new thing, it's been around for quite a long time. And the evidence base for it is relatively encouraging. So there's evidence out there that shows that restricting blood flow to muscles, to single muscles or groups of muscles usually, can help to increase muscle strength. It can increase muscle size. It can limit sort of muscle atrophy or reduction in size, and can actually even improve aerobic capacity. And all these things have been sort of tested and have been, you know, shown in the evidence. Like with any evidence, there is also probably as many studies that maybe probably refute some of these claims compared to the number of studies that actually show and I guess sort of state these claims of the use of BFR training in rehab. I've used it a lot, particularly, you know, first and foremost, I used it a lot. I still do use it quite a lot in a sports setting. And I think that's where the angle I sort of want to take it to start with, because it's a really effective method of rehab if used correctly. But it's not just a sports thing. I've used it in private practice. You could use it in any environment that you work. And I think the biggest thing for me and why I found it most effective is I have seen improvements in strength, muscle size, you know, limiting muscle atrophy. I'm not testing for improvements in aerobic capacity, but again, they may or may not have been improved. But the biggest thing for me and why it's been most useful for me as a physio is that I'm able to load my patients or load my athletes at low loads. And this is why I think BFR training is sort of gaining momentum. It's getting used more and more in rehab. And again, thinking around the patients that I've found it really helpful with, particularly post-op patients, so patients that maybe have had surgery like knee surgery, meniscal surgery, ACL surgery, high-grade muscle injuries, thinking of those hamstrings, calf tears. But I've even used it with more persistent tendon problems, so patients with patella, Achilles, quad tendon problems. I think one of the issues that we've got is, and I guess why a lot of therapists are maybe a bit apprehensive to use this as a method of training, is there is a lot of confusion out there. There's a lot of maybe conflicting advice and evidence around blood flow restriction training. And again, that's the same with anything. You know, like I said, it has been around for a little while, but a lot of the research is relatively new. And like anything new, there is often a bit of a mismatch between the evidence base, you know, pro and against BFR training. And yeah, blood flow restriction training is no different. So it's an ever-evolving area of rehab. I guess one of the big, cautions is around safety and the use, because we are restricting blood flow to an area. When I first learned about this, it used to be called occlusion training, which the purpose of, you know, restricting blood flow to an area is to restrict it, not to totally occlude a limb of blood flow, which again is not what we're trying to achieve. So occlusion training is probably the sort of wrong terminology for what we're actually trying to do. But safety is an area of caution. But what I would say with that, with the right processes, with the right questions and some pretty simple testing, blood flow restriction training is safe for probably 99% of the patients that you are going to see. Regarding confusion, again, given the height in popularity of blood flow restriction training, there's so many different types of pressurized cuffs out there, different sort of systems to use, which if you've not had experience using different systems, it can be quite hard to know which sort of cuffs to use, to buy. And also there's no real definitive protocols as to how to use blood flow restriction training in rehab. So it can be really, really difficult to make sense in it all. But I think the key thing for me is that it can be effective if used in the right way. So again, this is always going to be a short-term rehab intervention. I typically cycle it into rehab. So again, to use an example, if I was using it during rehab with a patient, say post-op ACL, I would cycle it in at two weekly blocks. So I would have some blood flow restriction training for a two-week period, which would be as part of their normal sort of rehab, and then I would cycle it out. So meaning they would do 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, and then, you know, if needed, you know, repeat that sort of cycle. Again, this is not a type of rehab that you would use all the time with a particular patient in rehab. Well, that's what I certainly have found, you know, not to be the most effective way to use blood flow restriction training in sort of rehab. And I think, well, I know from the patients and athletes that I've worked with and used blood flow restriction training, the results we've got have been pretty impressive on the whole. You know, it's not worked for every single patient or athlete I've worked with, and there's some different reasons for that, and certainly a lot of learnings for me over the sort of 10 plus years that I've been using this type of training with both patients and athletes. And I think just moving forward and again helping you with your own patients and the athletes that you work with, it's all about clinical reasoning. It's another potential tool in your toolbox that you can use to rehab the patients and athletes that you work with. It's not for everyone, but can be really, really effective, as I've mentioned, with the right patients at the right time. But again, in terms of clinical reasoning, as with any intervention you use, with any rehab exercise, with any treatment technique that you might use, it's basically picking the right intervention at the right time for the right patient. And blood flow restriction training in rehab is no different. But I understand, given the conflicting evidence out there, the research, with it being a relatively new sort of intervention in the rehab world, with some of the, I guess, apprehensions for a lot of therapists around the safety with BFR training, it can be really difficult to, I guess, to make sense of blood flow restriction training, what it is, you know, how to use it, and how to, you know, ultimately, if you do choose to use it, get the best out of this technique for, you know, to get the best results you can with the patients and athletes that you work with. So that is why I am holding a special blood flow restriction webinar. It's actually the topic for this month's monthly masterclass within my New Graf Physio membership. So every month in the membership, I will post a poll, which will basically have three, sometimes four topic areas. And these are usually topic areas that have been, I guess, suggested by members of the New Graf Physio membership as topics they would like me to present on. And then what I do each month, I put a poll in there. All the members in the group vote, then the topic with the most votes is the winner. And then the last Thursday of every month, I will put together and present live a short webinar, typically between 20 and 30 minutes on that particular topic. So this month's topic is blood flow restriction training, what it is and when to use it. So in this webinar, I'll be covering everything you need to know about blood flow restriction training in rehab, the science behind this rehab modality, how to safely use it, how to effectively use it with the patients and athletes that you work with. I'll show how I use it sort of in practice, some examples of when it's worked really well in the past and not so well in the past, and what I've learned from those experiences. I guess so you understand all the practical implications and applications of blood flow restriction training in rehab and have the knowledge you need to make an informed decision as to when you might use blood flow restriction training. And if you want to use it, have the, you know, the knowledge around how to use it in the best possible way, so you can start using blood flow restriction training with the right patients right away. So we're covering the science, contraindications, safety considerations, talking about which sort of blood flow restriction cuffs to use and why, what pressures to use and why, and then linking it to rehab performance and also recovery, using some case studies to sort of bring it to life and show you exactly how this technique can be used in real life. So if this is something you'd like to see, then please head to newgradphysio.com/membership. Here you can learn how to get access to the New Grad Physio program. If you're interested, there's lots of detail on there around what the, you know, the program is and what it's going to offer. There's an FAQ at the bottom, so some of the frequently asked questions that a lot of people have before jumping on board with the membership. So that should answer all your questions. If it doesn't, for any reason, just fill in the application form. That gets sent straight through to me. And when I reply back to you and get in touch base with you, you know, if you do have additional questions, then, you know, obviously I can answer any of those specific questions that you might have. So this webinar is going live in the members area next Thursday, which will be the 25th of April 2024. So move quick if you want to see it. If for any reason you listen to this podcast episode after the 25th of April 2024, then you can still see it. As with all the content I produce in the membership, I leave the content in there in the private group, and then I also edit, clip, and then upload the content to the private members area. It's the portal that has all the content in that you should need to fast track your career and also your clinical skills. So for any reason you've missed the show live, you can still catch up at a time convenient for you, and all that your content is always there for you to see whenever you need it. So be great to see you on the webinar live. You've also got the opportunity there to ask any questions that you might have when I'm obviously presenting. But again, if not, you can still get access to this blood flow restriction training webinar. So head to newgradphysio.com/membership for more details. So finally, I just want to say a big thanks. Started with a thank you, I'll end with a thank you. So big thanks for your time and attention. I do really appreciate you joining me on the podcast, and I really appreciate all the positive feedback and messages that I do get around the sort of podcast. So like I said right at the start, if you do have any queries, questions, suggestions for the podcast, don't hesitate to get in contact, let me know, and you might hear your suggestion, your topic on the next episode of the New Grad Physio Podcast. So goodbye, enjoy the rest of your day, whatever you have got planned, and I'll speak to you all again very soon.
Thanks for listening to the New Grad Physio Podcast. Before you head off, I just wanted to make sure you did not miss this. Alongside his podcast, Andy posts a weekly blog on his website, www.newgradphysio.com. You can access all his blogs and loads more resources, like his recent PDF, The 5 Breakthrough Steps to Confidently Treat the Shoulder Right Every Time, Avoid Mistakes, and Stop You Feeling Less Adequate Than Other New Grads. This is Andy's most popular resource and has already been accessed by thousands of therapists just like you. To get a copy of this PDF, or to get more information about Andy's upcoming courses, or find out more about his New Grad Physio membership, head to www.newgradphysio.com. Have a great day, and we will catch you on the next podcast episode.